what a bad name.
Is Herbert in by chance?
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, is this Herbert?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to reach out here real quick and follow up with you. We actually had extended a finance offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It looks like we got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base with you there and see how business was. If you had anything in the pipeline, we might be able to help you out with.
What's your interest rate?
It just kind of depends on what program you were looking to do and kind of what the situation was. Was there any plans you had there for the business?
We normally deal with the dealership, and they usually offer a pretty good interest instead of tapping into our credit line.
I see. So you're speaking about like trucks and stuff like that for the business?
Even equipment, even large equipment.
Yeah, you know, with stuff like that, using a line of credit's usually not the best option just because of if you utilize anymore.
And the dealership does provide good financing.
Yeah, you guys have gone straight through the vendor or the manufacturer in the past?
That's right.
I see. Yeah, you know, with equipment, it's kind of been our bread and butter here for a little over 14 years. So we definitely have some of the better programs there in the industry. What have you gotten in the past there with what you're working with?
We have great old trains.
Trains? Is that what you said?
Cranes.
I was like, what do you need a train for?
we don't operate that. So what kind of interest rate are you guys looking at?
Yeah, with the equipment, you know, it's like your traditional kind of car loan, you know. Rates are typically in the low mid-single digits starting, and then term rates are anywhere from 2 to 5 years, monthly payments. It's a pretty straightforward program there that we do.
I know interest rate is pretty low right now, so what are you offering?
Like I said, without kind of knowing what specific equipment you were looking at and what you were looking to bring on, how much it's going to cost, I can't throw you a number.
Right now we don't have anything in the pipeline to do that, but mm-hmm. It's always good to know what do you offer so that we know where to go in case.
Of course. Of course. It's always been a good...
Why don't you send a fax or email to me?
Yeah, what's a good email there for you, Herbert? Or fax, whichever works better for you.
Why don't you send an email? It's okay. Herbert.
Okay.
H-E-R-B-E-R-T.
Okay.
_ L-I.
L-I.
@ pioneercontractdoors.com.
Pioneercontractdoors, plural?
Yes.
Okay. .com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot this email over. It'll just kind of summarize the offer, and then it'll also have all of our contact information as well as my personal contact information. How often are you, I know nothing's in the pipeline right now, but how often do you guys maybe look to pick up equipment throughout the year?
Maybe 1 to 2 years we'd pick up a major equipment.
Okay. And I know you. We have you down as a roofing.
You do a truck, but trucks you have to compete with the dealerships.
Correct. You know we're like a secondary.
I don't know if you guys can compete with that. They go zero interest rate.
They go zero. yeah, we're not going
to
be able
to make money on that.
I agree. We're definitely not going to be able to compete with 0%. But if you do run into a situation, you know, usually they only let that kind of slide for maybe the first few pieces you do pick up. But if a situation does arise, you know, where you're maybe not able to get the financing through them, or you find an opportunity somewhere else, we're usually able to get you an approval.
Okay.
In about 20.
Email me something and I will look at it. Okay.
Sounds good. We'll send that over
okay,
and I'll maybe
you.
Follow. No worries, Herbert.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.